My point is that Matthew has told the stories about Jesus' birth precisely in order to call to mind the birth of Moses. Why the birth of Moses? Because for Matthew's gospel, Jesus is a new Moses, a new Savior of the people of Israel, not one who stands in contradiction to or in tension with Moses himself, but a new Moses who fulfills the law of Moses and delivers its correct interpretation. Matthew doesn't understand the choice for people in his day to be between Moses and Jesus. Matthew, as we're going to see, is not propounding that followers of Jesus have to reject Judaism. On the contrary, followers of Jesus, according to Matthew, have to affirm Judaism. But it's Judaism as interpreted by Jesus. It's not a choice between Moses and Jesus. It's a choice between Moses without Jesus or Moses with Jesus. And according to the Gospel of Matthew, it's only Moses with Jesus that is the proper interpretation of the law of Moses itself. Some people have pointed out the striking fact that in Matthew's Gospel, unlike Mark and unlike Luke, in Matthew's Gospel, there are five major blocks of Jesus' teaching, the first of which is the Sermon on the Mount in chapters 5 through 7. This material, much of it, is not found in Mark. Most of this material comes from Q. But why are there five blocks of his teaching? Is it to form a parallel to the five books of Moses, the Pentateuch? It's a possibility. It's important further to recognize that these stories of Jesus' birth in Matthew's Gospel are all explicitly said to fulfill the Scripture. We're told by Matthew that Jesus was born of a virgin, and we're told why. Because according to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, a virgin shall conceive and bear a child, and you shall call him Emmanuel. There's question, of course, whether Isaiah itself was referring to the birth of a child through a virgin. When you read the text in Hebrew, in fact, it doesn't say a virgin will conceive and bear a child. The Hebrew says a young woman will conceive and bear a child, but the Christian quotation of it in Matthew indicates that she was to be a virgin. Jesus' birth fulfills Scripture. He's born in Bethlehem. Why? Well, Matthew says because it's according to the prophet Micah, who says that the Savior will come from Bethlehem. He flees to Egypt. Why? Because as I've indicated, Scripture says, Hosea verse 11, chapter 11, verse 1, out of Egypt have I called my son. At every point, the events in Jesus' birth are said to fulfill Scripture. Why this emphasis found in Matthew and only in Matthew? Precisely because Matthew is trying to show that Jesus fulfills everything God predicted in the Scriptures. Jesus, in other words, is the Jewish fulfillment of the Jewish law given by the Jewish God. He's the one who, like Moses, will deliver God's law to his people. This emphasis on the law that Jesus gives is particularly found in the first block of his teaching, the so-called Sermon on the Mount. Jesus goes up on a mountain, much as Moses went up to Mount Sinai, and then delivers his teaching. He begins the Sermon on the Mount not by espousing an entirely new teaching, but interpreting for his hearers the teachings of Moses in the so-called antitheses. The antitheses of the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount is chapters 5 through 7 of Matthew. The antitheses are the beginning, partway through after he's given the Beatitudes, where he begins to interpret what Moses said and then gives his own reading of what Moses means. Jesus says, for example, you have heard it said that you shall not murder, and that whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who gets angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. You've heard it said you shall not commit adultery. I say to you, you should not even lust after a woman in her heart. You've heard it said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. I say to you, turn the other cheek.